Good morning, friends. I thought a word or two on how things are, just to let you know I'm going along fine. Everything's okay. Mary sends her heartfelt thanks to all who sent her a birthday card. And I'm telling her not to worry about her age. I shall always think of her as a sprightly 70-year-old. The weather has been much more advantageous to us. Gone are those hot spells of airless days when on more than one occasion I had to fly to the oxygen or hurry to the oxygen and to get some air. But I relied on my two girls who look after me. They always come to my aid during a moment of stress. The garden, we cut down a lot because of the work for Mary to do. We cut it down. We turned the rose bed into a shrubbery, which doesn't need so much work on it. And we grew our annuals in 5 half tubs, so that we had a very good show. But one thing that let me down was my pumpkin. I grew it on one runner. First one grew about golf ball size and went soft. The second one was doing fine. It went to tennis ball size. But then either a squirrel or the pigeons got at it and scratched it and dug lumps out of it, so we had to scrap that one. I then went on to the third one, and that, like the first one, it grew to about golf ball size, went soft. So I backed it up. I'll try again next year. And that's how things were at the moment. But we find the weather was not so bad, and I was able to sit in the garden and enjoy. I can't see the plants, but I could enjoy the scent from them, and that was okay. Then the next thing was getting the chair that Big Dave bought for me, outside chair, was getting that painted for the winter. I couldn't do it, so I got Paul to come along, and he did spend a day or two, but we got it done fine. It's a double chair with a centrepiece for holding the teacups, etc. I was walked down Memory Lane in Trivington Village the other day, and the sideboard, the hoardings were all empty of wording. I went on to the oak tree and sat there, and I looked very closely at the bark to see the initials inscribed in it. Then I walked along to the pub, but unfortunately it was closed. So then I went to the village pump and got a drink from there, a nice cool drink of water. Went back and sat down on the stool, on the seat surrounding the oak tree. I sat down and for a moment or two reminisced. I know it's fantasy, but then a little fantasy in this serious world of ours doesn't come amiss. Well, all in all, I spent a good half an hour or more down there. That's about all for the moment. I will contact you again later. Cheerio, Jono.